لله تعالى العظيم في هذا المسجد. إن شاء الله بيس شورت ون. كلمتان خفيفتان على اللسان ثقيلتان في الميزان. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله العظيم أستغفر الله. This small phrase. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله العظيم أستغفر الله. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم recommended for everyone to recite it at least one time a day after his prayers. It is the key for paradise. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله العظيم أستغفر الله. It's the key to paradise that enable us to enter and our sins are forgiven. Because we are praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one that to be praised. And people, they don't praise anyone if they don't love that one. So that love toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and toward His Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is deeply rooted in the heart of human beings. Not only in Muslim, but in everyone. Because Allah created a human being innocent when they are children. So that root, that love to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because in the day of promises, everyone was in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and everyone knew about that love, how Allah loved us so much that He created us, and we are so happy to be called servant to Allah. When Allah calls you, you must be very happy, as Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when I've been called to Allah's presence as abd in Surah Al-Isra. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا. Praise be to Allah that took his servant into the night of journey from Mecca to Masjid al-Aqsa and from Masjid al-Aqsa to paradise, to the divine presence. He said, the best time in my life is when Allah called me abd. When Allah calls me abd. So that ubudiyya, servanthood, is for everyone, but depend on everyone how much level he is. He cannot be compared to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But that is deeply rooted in the heart. And whatever you try to take it away, you cannot. You can veil it with our bad amals. We can veil it with what we are doing today, fighting, backbiting, screaming, conspiring, being tyrant, lying, cheating, deceiving, stealing, robbing, anything that we are doing of bad amal veils that love. So you don't feel it, you don't see it, but it's there. What you need to how you need to bring it in a scientific formula, the substance is there. You need to bring it up, you put a catalyst. Then it reacts with the catalyst, and that substance will comes out. So you need a catalyst in order to bring these hidden rooted treasures in the heart of a human being. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent His messengers in dunya to bring these substances out from a human being's heart. And it's not easy to bring it up. Sometimes you do many experiment in order to bring it out. And that's why Awliya Allah, they assigned for you different kind of awrad that you do daily, in order that you can bring these substances, different kind of substances. Now, if you are happy with to bring one substance, you will be reaching one level. If you want to bring hundreds of substances, you will be reaching hundreds of levels higher and higher. That's why always in the prayers we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring us together with the prophets and with the trustworthy people, with the martyrs and with the sincere and pious people. Not to be in the level of common people. So that catalyst for this, what is rooted and implanted in us, that Allah put there, that love, to bring it out is that short phrase that Prophet ﷺ mentioned. He said, كَلِمَتَانِ خَفِيفَتَانِ عَلَى اللِّسَانِ.
Two words which are light for the tongue to say.
He say two words that are very light for the tongue to say. ثَقِيلَتَانِ فِي الْمِيزَانِ.
Heavy in the scale.
Heavy in the scale. Very heavy. And when Prophet ﷺ describe light and describe heaviness, that means it's really a description. Means it is light, means it's between light and heaviness that Prophet ﷺ is mentioning, means it's really very light on the tongue to mention it. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, Subhanallah al-Azim, Astaghfirullah, it's very easy to mention. But in the scale, Allah loves it so much that it is to Him heavier than this whole universe. Will be rewarded that is more heavier than this whole universe. That is a catalyst to bring, to stir and bring the substance of love from the heart that has been veiled with our bad amal. Prophet ﷺ has shown us what we need to do. So if we keep on this awrad, on these prayers, we will achieve slowly, slowly a high level of performance to be able to enable us to to reach that high love in our hearts to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when that love comes, there is no way to take it away. يُحْشَرُ الْمَرْءُ مَعْ مَنْ أَحَبُ. People are resurrected with whom they love. You cannot be separated from the one that you love. In Judgment Day, there is no separation. The one that you were loving most, you will be with. So if you love Allah and His Prophet most and your Shaykh, then you will be with them. If you love, I don't know, something else like what? Hollywood? Hollywood? Or you love hellfire? Or you love shaitan, then you are going to be with them. You are going to be with whom you love most. If you love yourself, means you have to choose, because the self, yourself, has two kind of love, either earthly love or heavenly love. You don't love yourself to yourself, but you love yourself to have what you like of desires for yourself. So if the desires were heavenly, you are in that direction. If your desires were worldly, earthly, you are on that direction. So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, say subhanallah bihamdi subhanallah azim astaghfirullah, you will be directed toward heavenly love. And when that love is, what you say, concentrated in the heart, nothing can change it, like Ashabul Kahf and their dog. وَكَلْبُهُمْ بَاسِطٌ ذِرَاعَيْهِ بِالْوَصِيدِ لَوْ اطَّلَعْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ لَوَلَّيْتَ مِنْهُمْ فِرَارًا.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وَكَلْبُهُمْ ذِرَاعَيْهِ بِالْوَصِيدِ لَوْ اطَّلَعْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ لَوَلَّيْتَ مِنْهُمْ فِرَارًا وَلَمُلِئْتَ مِنْهُمْ رُعْبًا. صدق الله العظيم.
That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that their dog is basitun zira'ayhi bil wasid, he is putting his hand, you say hand?
Stretching.
What, paws? Yeah, stretching his hand, his paws, looking at them. Anyone comes, he's going to attack that invader. If you look at them, you will run away from that tajalli that is coming on them. Allah gave them different manifestations that they become majestic. Majestic. They are in the cave for 300 years and nine. Allah left them there. So when they were running to the cave, they were throwing the dog with stones because they don't want the dog. And that dog left running after them and enters the cave with them. He doesn't want to leave them, to be separated, because he loves them. And this is the dog that he loved his Allah sincere servant. Allah will bring the only dog to paradise, that dog. No, not anyone else. Because out of love, if Allah is bringing to you to paradise, to Ashabul Kahf, he is bringing the dog, which dog we know that it's not accepted in paradise. Allah bringing that dog to paradise because of his love toward Ashabul Kahf, and he is an animal and there is no animals there. What do you think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bringing a human being, if he loves his Prophet and him, to bring him to that level, to that divine presence? That's why love has to be brought out. Today they say the loved ones, if you lose someone, loved ones only in earthly, in a pleasurely desire. You love your children, you love your wife, you love your friends, you love your relatives. That is okay, that is good, but it has to be directed toward heavenly love to give its fruit. Fruit is when it is, when there is a wild tree and doesn't bring fruit, any kind of fruit tree but doesn't bring fruit, what they do with it? They... what you call it?
Graft.
Grafted. Graft is... or prune. No, not prune.
Grafting
it. Then you see it next year, it bring fruits.
Bloom.
Bloom, yeah, very good. It blooms like him. So we need to bloom. What you need to do? Graft. If no grafting, no blooming. So to graft, what they do? They bring a knife. See? And they they cut hard, very hard. And then they stick the other one. Means the sheikh has to cut you very hard. to graft you. Then he can build on that demolishing the ego, and then can build a new building. Or else, when you build on the ego or selfishness, and you think you are sheikh, you are this, you are that, one mistake, one sickness, everything fall down. But when you are really grafted, and nothing can shake you anymore, then when they put on you that fruit tree, how you graft? Al-Kabir.
Yeah. Cut the roots, the stem, and graft the fruiting part to the stem.
As he said. So, it's painful for the tree. Tree is also has a life. Sometimes if you are wrong grafting, you make the tree to die. Or that whole branch that you are grafting, it dies. So Awliya Allah knows how to graft. You cannot, any person can go and graft and say, I am grafting, I am doing this. No. Not everyone can do that. But grafting is important. Then you can build on it. That one to be grafted in order to bring that, like when you graft, is not grafting, but when you cut a stone and you get the diamond, the best of the diamond, and then you polish it. So you throw the rest is now important. So to bring that diamond out, or that fruitful tree to begin to carry fruits, you have to cut it, you have to graft it. Diamond, you have to cut the stone to get the diamond. Tree, you have to graft in order to get to turn it from a wild to a fruitful tree. So we need to graft ourselves in order that we will becoming fruitful and bring that love out that will take us to the presence of Prophet and presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Ashab al-Kahf were grafting, like cutting out the dog and or throwing him by stones. But he didn't turn. Some people might turn back and they run away. He didn't. He kept receiving the stones and kept following and coming until he reached inside, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept him and saved him, and he's bringing him back to paradise. That's why Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, يُحْشَرُ الْمَرْءُ مَعْ مَنْ أَحَابُ. People will be resurrected with whom they loved. It depends on how much love we show to our shuyukh, sheikhs, and how love to show our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and how much love we show our Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we'll be okay. So that Baha'uddin yesterday, the Canadian, you saw how much showing love. He cannot leave. He's taken. He's overtaken. So not everyone can reach that, but if we reach that really, everything will be comes to the heart. You have to reach it, but by not speaking it. It has by action. He was showing it, expressing it by action. You saw it. If we didn't see it and we give an example, we cannot understand. But yesterday, I think most of you saw that. You saw it? Where? No, before the masjid, in the hallway. That in the masjid, part of it. But in the hallway, who saw it in the hallway? He was, he and his wife, they were so much taken that is real love will take them to vision, take them to experience things. So there are people, they might express it by tongue. By tongue doesn't mean anything. by tongue is you are not living it. You say, oh, I love you. Yeah, I love you 100 times. But he is expressing it completely. How you feel love to your children, you feel love to your children more than your husband or your wife. That is not even enough, as he showed yesterday. It's not cannot compare even with the love that boy from Canada, Bahauddin, showed. Awliya Allah, they have such kind of love to Prophet and to Allah. That's why they are given their trust. They are being granted and honored with that trust. There are many false or fake ones that they say that they are such kind, but only they speak out, but it's not really, they feel it. They express it, they speak about it, they read it, they heard about it, but it's very difficult to live it. And that's why, as we said previously in before some lectures, that you must not reject anyone, you must learn from everyone. Because they might have on their tongues, Allah put some wisdom, and you learn from them. Look what we learned yesterday from the example that we saw in front of our eyes. It was a good example for everyone. How much he was expressing himself without talking. And he doesn't need to talk. Those who talk too much, they are not expressing themselves, it's nothing. Because they are talking, they're talking for what? Nonsense. He is, Allah sent him to us, Prophet sent him to us, our Shaykh sent him to show us that, look, you have to be like that. If you really want to reach this high level, you have... And this high level is high level because Allah loves it, because you are loving Him. You love the one who created you and gave you that opportunity to be on this earth. Or else how you'd have an opportunity to be here if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not create you? That's why Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said this phrase, kalimatan, he said two words. He described them as two words. Light on the tongue, heavy on the scale. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله العظيم أستغفر الله. If anyone doesn't know them, ask him, he can print them for you. You recite it every day 100 times. We are reciting it, is not? In the Fajr prayer. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله العظيم أستغفر الله سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله العظيم
أستغفر الله سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله العظيم أستغفر الله سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله العظيم أستغفر الله سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله العظيم أستغفر الله سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله العظيم أستغفر الله سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله العظيم أستغفر الله سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله العظيم أستغفر الله
So that is very easy, very simple to recite it and to memorize it. It's very heavy in the scale. It takes us to that line to reach Allah's love, Allah's paradise. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us through His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and through the sincere servants of Allah that are examples to us, to guide us. Toward Akhirah. People coming, traveling from far away to do what? To come here to do what? Expressing their love, that's it. There is nothing else. If they have no love, they will not come. Why they have to pay all these tickets, leave their works, their families and come? That is a sign, alhamdulillah, that everyone has that love in his heart or her heart. Toward our Sheikh Muhammad Nazim Adil Al-Haqqani toward this tariqa, golden chain of the Naqshbandi Sufi order. Love to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Love to Allah. May Allah bless us all.
Mm-hmm.
And bless us in this Eid.
Mm-hmm.
And give long life to every one of you and me.
Amen.
And to our Sheikh.
Amen.
And to cure everyone and take away all his difficulties. Hurmat al-Habib, Hurmat al-Fatiha. Put it in there.
Thank you.